So we're going to start the meeting and we're going to call for an election to start.
Yes.
I just called it to order. Yeah. And the first thing on the agenda is election of a new chair. Okay. So are there any nominations for chair? Wonderful position. I've survived for 2 years.
I would nominate Mr. Ed Pop.
Mr. Ed Pop?
I will second that.
All right.
And let you know that it's only got 1 year left, so.
We know that.
So pick your vice chair, really.
Okay, we're going to do that later when I'm gone.
Right, yeah.
Are there any more nominations for chair?
Oh, I think I'd rather stick it to Ed.
Give the honor to Ed. That's what I meant to say.
Greg,
I have to say this 3 times according to Robert's rules.
Yep.
Patty is the keeper of that.
Yep.
So are there any other nominations for chair? Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing none, I'll close the nominations for chair and we'll take a vote. All in favor of having Ed Pop for president for 1 year.
Make sure you know that.
Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Yay.
Ed, congratulations.
Thank you. Yay. Ed, yes.
Just so that you have to move up here now. I'm going to take my name tag off. I just want to thank everybody for putting up with
you. You know, and that's really the first order of business to thank Jane for the years of service.
So, Patty, do you have the certificate? We do have a little something, just a quick something for Jeff. All right.
Do I have to sign it?
No. I signed it already.
All right.
So we have a certificate, just recognizing your outstanding contributions, and a card from the leadership team.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. So, Ed, we're going to trade chairs here, or you're going to come up here, because I have a little something for you.
A gavel.
This is like...
It's upstairs if somebody wants it.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
It's a little flowery for Ed, but yeah.
Jane was here when I got here. She had 1 year in.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you open this, Ed.
Okay.
And it could be used immediately.
Okay.
And that Bobby's got some pretty good insight. I don't know how he...
So this is to go with the chair from on now, I take it.
Yep. It's the block and the gavel.
Oh, nice. Yay.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great trip.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks, Jane, again. Jane, you did a great job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so then we're going to do introductions of new board members and take the oath.
Yep.
So.
And we have Cindy and Arif here. Just finished our board orientation.
Okay.
So they might be a little tired because I talked a lot.
Oh, okay.
Sign it.
Yep. Brandy doesn't get up there and say anything about to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourselves, or why don't you take the oath first? Just read it.
Okay.
Should I go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Is this thing on?
Yep.
It is on. Okay, perfectly. I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my judgment and ability.
Thank you.
So I'll introduce myself quickly. My name is Arif Hassan. I'm a professor of political science and international relations at St. Cloud State University. I've been living in St. Cloud, Wake Park, for the last 18 years.
Okay.
My wife runs a local non-for-profit agency, Feeding Area Children Together. She's the founder and executive director. We have four kids in schools here.
Right.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
welcome
you. Excited
aboard.
To be here.
I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my judgment and ability. My name is Cindy Graham. I'm a retired educator of about 40 years. I live in Becker. I have lived in Becker a long time. My husband, who's a retired educator as well, and I have two kids and five grandkids. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yes.
Welcome.
And then do I sign them? Do who sign?
So they would sign the oath and then just a witness.
Okay. Do you want to do that?
Want to do that right now?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Go all around and
introduce
the library.
There's a stunning silence.
There is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we'll move on to amend the agenda. Okay. Any additions, corrections, or anything like that?
We do have one amendment request.
Okay.
For the closed session, we would like to move that to happen at 7 p.m., so more by the clock than by the numbers. As that is when our legal representative will be able to join us.
Okay, what under one was that? Which one was it under?
So right now, right now it's 14.2.
Okay.
And so
move that to 7 o'clock?
7 p.m., yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else? I'll look for a motion to adopt them.
I'll make a motion. We make you.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to adopt the agenda. Is there any other comments? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're going to do election of 2026 Great River Regional Library Board Officers. We'll start with Vice President. So that's why I just mentioned that, you know, we need to have somebody that can step in after 1 year. So we have volunteers or anybody got a nomination?
I'll nominate J.C. Wallace. You guys present?
Okay. Is there a second to that nomination?
I can second that.
Okay. J.C.'s been nominated. Any other nominee?
I would like to nominate Terrell Clark.
Terrell Clark's been nominated. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Nominations now close, and we will have to vote.
Okay. Do we want to do it by ballot?
Do you want to do it by ballot?
Or
I guess I would recommend ballot.
Thank you. enter the name of who you would like for vice president, and don't put your name on it.
I'd like to have Bobby and Teresa, would you do the tallying, Claire, please? Suppose we should wait till to do the secretary part.
So you
tell me what you want to do. I think I can give it to Patty, and Patty can make sure it's here every time.
That would be fine.
Okay.
Rivals is very good. Getting was based off of that.
Maybe we have to.
I haven't read the book, the Bully Pulpit yet. It's in my stack.
I did read that.
Terrell, you're our new vice chair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, I think. Thank you.
Congratulations, Terrell. Now we need a secretary.
I'll nominate JC if you're willing to do it.
I can do that.
I will second.
JC's been nominated with a second. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? So we want to make a motion to cast unanimous ballot for JC.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to cast unanimous ballot for JC. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Treasurer? Okay.
Advise that the treasurer be a citizen member, so you only have a 7-member finance committee. Otherwise, you'll end up with an 8-member finance committee.
Would you repeat that?
So the finance committee is dependent on the officers and then who the president is.
Okay.
If the president is a commissioner and the treasurer is a commissioner, you will also need to appoint a citizen member to the finance committee. Okay. So you'll probably want to appoint a citizen member as treasurer. It's not impossible, but just it changes the makeup of your finance committee.
I nominate Melissa Fee as treasurer.
Who?
Melissa.
Melissa?
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to nominate Melissa for treasurer. Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to cast unanimous ballot.
I would entertain that.
Okay.
Okay.
Motion has been made and seconded to cast unanimous ballot for Melissa. Appointment of Great River.
Oh, we need to vote.
Oh, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Passed. Great River Regional Library Board Standing Committees.
Okay.
Oh.
So, Tina Diedrich is not here today, but she sent an email saying that she would be interested if desired to still be on the finance and or personnel committees.
And they remind me, but I think they elect their own chairman when they meet, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think so, yes.
So it would be all the county commissioners?
Yeah, finance committee, Tina would be automatic. All the commissioners are automatically on finance. So your finance is already determined.
Okay.
Because you have your treasurer plus your six
plus
commissioners.
And then Melissa. Yep. Okay. All right. So we got that part done.
Exec, I don't know what order you're doing, but exec, you would still need a Sherburne County rep and then one additional rep. Because your exec committee needs representation from
each county.
Okay. So you have that with you as and the officers. So you are president, that's Benton County. Terrell is vice president, that's Stearns County. Okay. JC is secretary, that's Wright County. Melissa is treasurer, so that's Wright County, so I'm mistaken. You just need a Sherburne County rep for the exec committee, and then that's filled.
Okay.
Greg?
And then Tim and Bobby would automatically be on.
87, 4.
Right. Okay. So I have Ed, Terrell, Tim, Bobby, JC, Melissa, and you would still need a Sherburne County rep to fill out your exec.
I'll nominate Greg.
Okay. Greg's been nominated.
I'll second.
And second it. I guess Sherburne County, I'd have to nominate one of their others if they wanted that. Anybody else wanted that? Oh, okay. Anybody want to make a motion to, or do we need a motion on that?
It's appointed.
Oh,
so
it's appointed.
Just appointed.
Okay, so I appoint Greg. Personnel committee?
We
got
the finance.
Okay.
So we started with finance.
Oh, okay. Finance was decided.
Do we need to do a chair, Patty, at this time?
No.
JC just replaces Jane, right, in the committee's set? Yep.
Okay, yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, then we have personnel committee.
Mm-hmm.
Who was on that last time around?
It should be in your book. Also right here, this was last year's committee. JC, Al, Teresa, Tina, Jane, Melissa, and Lynn.
Jane would be the only one we'd have to replace, right?
If everyone else is interested in continuing.
So last year's was Al, Teresa, Tina, Jane, Melissa, and Lynn.
And JC.
JC.
Yeah.
JC was the chair.
Right.
So we need a replacement for Jane.
I'm already here. Okay, good. So we got somebody. Okay. If everyone else is continuing.
If everyone else wants to continue with that.
Wish to step to
I would nominate Holly Lammers.
Okay.
She's not here to.
I'm here to say no.
She's stuck.
Okay.
Holly I told her Lammers. I was nominated here for something tonight.
Yeah, which is good.
Gone.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
What do we need to do, if anything, about balance between counties? Does it matter, or can it just be
on the personnel committee?
That's not set out in the personnel.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Yep.
Did we already get a second then? Because I'll second it otherwise.
Well, yeah, Ed would appoint.
Oh, you're
I
appointing.
Appoint.
Yeah.
I think Holly's a great one. I mean, she's on CMLE. Hopefully she's willing to do double duty.
Okay.
She dealt with a lot of personnel things
yes.
in her job as
okay.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
She'd be great.
Although at the moment, since you're the current president and you were not on the roster, this you would be replacing Jane, and so that does bring us to seven.
Oh, do I have to be on there?
Yes, mm-hmm. you do.
I could step down because I'm now on finance, correct?
Mm-hmm.
As treasurer.
Yep. Okay.
I would be willing to
do
that.
You want
to
do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we'll replace Melissa with the president for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in agreement on that?
With
okay.
Holly?
Personnel?
With Holly. Yep.
With personnel. Okay.
For personnel.
President on the personnel committee, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're replacing
Jane
with Ed, Melissa, Holly with Melissa, yeah. Got it. Thank you.
And then we can reach out to Holly and make sure that she's
right. Did we do do the executive committee yet?
We did.
Okay. So then we'll go to public open forum. Is anybody signed up?
Fund development.
What?
Did we do fund development?
No, we didn't. And it wasn't on the list, or it wasn't on the...
It's not on the... where is it? Here it
it's
is.
It's fund developments in the bylaws.
Yeah. Do we need fund development, Patty?
Yes.
Yes. So we need someone to replace Zuria, I think, is what we had. So
Terrell, Teresa.
You're staying on the fund development. Okay. And Teresa, okay staying on fund development? Okay. Yeah. So we just need someone to replace Zuria.
Okay. Okay. Great.
All right. All right.
Sure. I was going to say, as long as you're not teaching at the same moment, right? Great. Thank you for saying yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And I think union negotiations, does that just stay?
We're in the middle,
we're
so
the middle
I think we
it,
need
I
to just continue with what we've got. Yeah.
Then we'll go to public open forum. Nobody signed up. Okay. Finance, 8.1.
Wait. We didn't do approval of minutes.
Oh. Okay, we'll go back to number 6, and we'll do the approval of the minutes.
I do have an amendment to 6.2.
Okay.
So we probably should take them individually.
Yeah.
You got an
Yeah, so do you want to just do them individually, 6.1 and then...
Okay. 6.1, the board amendments from November 18th. We're looking for a motion to approve them. We got
I'll move approval.
Is there a second? Motion been made and seconded. Then 6.2, you have an amendment to that?
Yes.
Oh, all in favor of 6.1. I'm forgetting the vote tonight.
Aye.
Opposed, carried. Yeah. 6.2, Finance Committee, you have another.
Yes, so this is on page 12 of the packet under Accounting Transition Support. This is about the $50,000 designation request to have creative planning provide support for training in Addie and myself. It was misrepresented or misspoken for fiscal year 2025. That should be fiscal year 2026 because this is the year that we need it. So the amendment I'm requesting is to just change that to fiscal year 2026. And everything else is the same. Any unused funds would be returned to the unassigned fund.
Okay.
I'll move approval with that amendment.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the financial minutes with the amendment. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Personnel committee? Nothing.
Motion to approve the minutes, I guess.
The minutes from November 18th on the personnel committee.
Mm-hmm. Greg made the motion.
Okay.
I'll second.
Been made and seconded to approve them minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Executive Committee from December 16th.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the Executive Committee from December 16th. Any discussion? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Public open forum. There's nobody. Financial bills, they were emailed to you, and they're in the packet. Just email? Okay.
Yeah.
This is an action item?
Yes.
Do you want to, can we do 8.1 and 8.2 together?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll do 8.1 and 8.2 together. The bills and addendum and then the financial report.
I'll make a motion. We approve the financial bills presented.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve 8.1, 8.2. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consent agenda. The annual financial designation, page 17. Designate a newspaper and regional library telecommunications aid.
Do you want me to speak on any?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So the annual financial designations, every year we need to renew the financial designations anyway, but this year we also need to make updates because we have Addie Carlson. She is our new Associate Director of Accounting, and we need to get her on the designations, and we will also need to get Ed on the designations as our new chair. And so those are the changes. The other one is recently when we were going around and getting me on the designations, one of the institutions said that they wanted us to update our form to include who to take off. So that is one change you will see on the form today versus how it's been previously. All right, and so that's that one. The official newspaper designation, this again is just something we do every year. In order to designate the St. Cloud Times to be an official newspaper where we can post public announcements and legal notices. And basically, we do what the city of St. Cloud does. And so I reach out to them and say, are you still using St. Cloud? They say yes, so that's what we do. And then finally, the Regional Library Telecommunications Aid Priority 2 application. This was actually due to the state on January 16th. You'll see that, but I worked with the state library office to let them know that it would be approved at this board meeting. So they have received a draft of this so that they know what is going to be voted on today. And then following board approval, I will let them know that that draft is now the official thing. So this is for telecommunication aid. This is one of the areas where the state provides funding for Great River to do basic operating type things. And so we've got some different things that our IT department will be doing in order to improve accessibility, to make sure that our systems are as safe as possible from hacking efforts or other kind of penetration by problematic sites, and also to help with getting us ready to meet federal accessibility guidelines at the end of 2027, I believe. And then there's also some in there for digital content as well. So that's what those three pieces are that are under the consent agenda.
Any questions? On the telecommunications, is that $130,000? Has that been pretty standard, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And Karen, help me with that. So in terms of how the state decides how much, basically they tell us, ask for this and fill out the lines, and that's based on a state formula among the different.
There's originally, I think it's $2.5 million appropriation for telecommunications aid. The okay. First go-round is priority one, so... priority one are your basic network connectivity. So if somebody needs to put in a new line, all library systems can request that. If there's money left after priority one, that falls into this priority two bucket, and that gets divided out through the formula. So the priority two total changes from 1 year to the next based on the needs in priority one.
So them three are, we need approval of them three, yeah. 9.1, 9.2, and 9.3.
Yes.
So I'll entertain a motion.
I can make that motion.
Bobby made the motion.
Second.
Seconded by Lynn. Any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Communications, 10.1, meeting schedule. It's on page 25. Any conflict for you to see anything that you don't think will work? Now would be the time. that's just informational only. Mm-hmm. Presentation. We have any presentations tonight? No presentations. Staff report. Executive director.
Sure.
Page 27, if you want to follow along.
Sure. So my report is really all about the many transitions going on at the leadership team and other aspects of Great River right now. So for much of the time since our last big meeting, I was managing the accounting department as well in the absence of Amy Anderson. Addie's been here for 2 weeks. She's doing awesome. Could not be happier, so feel very good about that. Also during that time, Jay Roos, our associate director of IT, had a leave, and so we were kind of splitting the support of that department. And it all worked because, again, we have the most amazing team at Great River. Like, the leadership team and other folks just really came together. It happened. Everybody got paid on time. And the bills got paid on time, so good things happened. One thing that I do want to just point out, during the information, the IT vacancy in that, we were able to purchase a number of express check machines that out of kind of the normal calendar line of how we would do it because we got an extraordinary deal on them. Big shout out to Stephen Lex, who's one of the members of our IT department, who helped negotiate a really extraordinary deal with that. And so while they are all machines that we would have purchased anyway, 2026, 2027, or 2028, but we saved thousands of dollars by doing this end-of-year deal. So okay. Seemed like a good thing to do. The last thing, the patron services supervisor vacancy there, we have made an offer, and we have someone who will be starting in mid-February. So hopefully by mid-February, we will have a full leadership team again, which will be wonderful. Any questions about any of those things? Just the staffing and scheduling discussions, we've had a number of vacancies at other levels, so we continue doing as we've done in the past, where at least once a year we review staffing levels in the different departments to identify whether or not to change the allocations. And I wanted to make sure everybody knew, even though it's me as executive director instead of Karen, we're still following that same protocol in terms of reviewing for staffing levels and that throughout the year. We've also had a number of discussions throughout the region about the new state statute that the executive committee passed a policy about at the December meeting, and that is a state statute that employees have to have a 30-minute or have available to them a 30-minute duty-free meal break when they have a shift of 6 hours or longer. It has meant some adjustments to a lot of schedules. For the most part, we've been able to work through that fairly well. One thing that has been challenging is that we've had to make a distinction between the shift that any person could actually work needs to provide for that break, but then the individual staff person who's working can make a request to waive their break on an individual case-by-case basis. So that has been a bit of a difficulty for some staff because we can't waive long-term. Like, a staff person cannot permanently waive, say, a break on one day out of the week that they work because that would effectively create a shift that lacked the opportunity for a break. If some other person subbed in, then that shift doesn't provide that opportunity versus that individual person on a given day saying, I have a doctor's appointment or my kids have parent-teacher conferences or something like that, the state allows us to waive it on those dates. So it's statute. We have to do it. We're working through it. Okay. So kind of how that goes. Benton County, or strategic plan, we have not been able to have the meetings I was hoping we'd have at this point just because of all the transitions, but it doesn't mean we've forgotten that we need to work on a strategic plan. We will do that. And I continue to work with Beth Ringsmith-Stoltman and Jay Roos on how to more accurately identify how many people are actually using the library. And then finally, Benton County and funding. We're going to be talking about that more later, but that has been a topic of conversation. So, yeah.
Okay.
So that's mine.
Management report.
Yeah. I would like to take the opportunity for Addie to introduce herself, as this is her first opportunity to sit with you all.
Right. Hello, my name is Addie. I'm very excited to be here. I'm only, this is my third week, so I still have a lot to learn, but the amount that I've learned in the last few weeks has been enormous and wonderful. I guess I don't have too much to report on yet. We're just blazing forward with our year-end closeout, all the reporting that needs to happen, and then we're beginning with our auditing process and moving forward with creative planning to kind of make sure that all of everything's in a row for that. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any building report?
There's one other management report I want to make sure to highlight, and that is under Brianne Fruths. We did make the decision this year to not do the locally grown fundraising campaign that we typically do in March or April, and that's because of multiple factors. It's been showing its age, and in some areas, we've had that campaign going for 8 years. We've never done a full evaluation of its effectiveness or how well it's working, and also with the transition in the accounting department, that campaign in particular creates a huge amount of work for our accounting department. So we decided to take a break this year to evaluate its effectiveness and try to identify if there's ways to do it better in the future. Patrons can still donate, though. They can still donate as much as they want. We're just not going to have the concerted campaign this year, so instead we'll have the opportunity to evaluate, and Brianne will be going out and meeting with library service coordinators individually to talk about what has been helpful and workable in their locations. All right. Beyond that, building reports. We're going to talk about some of this later. The only thing I was asked to add is that since this was done, there has been even more water intrusion in Swanville, so that is going to be something we're going to have to look into.
And that's basically coordinated between the library and the city, correct?
Yes, yes.
It's the city's responsibility for the
library. That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Thank you. I think, with Nicole, was there anything specifically you wanted to pull out to note in your HR reports? Okay. So the HR reports, the staff recognition, big shout out to Carla Asfeld, our coordinator in Annandale and Kimball, who celebrated 30 years with Great River this month. Truly impressive. And then also in these, you'll see the promotion and new hire reports, as well as exit interview summaries. Okay.
Anything else under staff reports?
I don't think so. The other, just that the unique recovery report is here that shows how much we brought back through Unique. That's the third-party vendor that does our billing and things like that. You might recall that this year we shifted and we no longer do revenue recapture based on how it just didn't have the return on investment and the requirements were too onerous, so now Unique would be the primary vehicle that we would use in order to recapture
cost for lost materials or things like that. Okay. 641. All right.
Committee reports. Executive committee.
Talk about it.
Huh? I have to look at the minutes which we did. So I don't can find my notes on it.
I think one of the we had the break policy, and then we also had the discussion about Benton County that came up at the
That were the kind of stuff we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the one later then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Central Minnesota Library Exchange Board.
Huh?
You're done then?
Yeah.
Okay. Central Minnesota Library Exchange Board, is there anything on that?
Sure. I could, a couple things. Holly isn't here. You might have something you want to add, Brandy. The big thing that really we were working on was strategic planning. And because it got to entirely virtual, you know, that could be a little interesting, but it worked pretty well. And it's good to be getting through that process. Holly has agreed to be serving on the grants committee, and that's good. Has continued to want to define what that looks mm-hmm. like and what we're doing. How is that really strengthening the work, right? And I think those are the main things I'd point out. I was re-looking at our agenda. Was there anything else?
No, I was just going to point out that, yes, they have a new mission and vision statement and strategic goals. And gratitude to you for asking them to add the word resources to their vision statement.
Yeah, there was a conversation. At first, the mission statement didn't actually, like, it could have just been a community group. And we're not just a community. I mean, we are important public spaces. But, we all need, as well as others need to be able to show how it articulates and connects to our important work. So we spent some time trying to figure out how did you say that without it being even longer, because honestly it got a little bit long, and we can forward all of that so you can see it. But that was kind of an important, as one of the newer members there, I was a little concerned about speaking up, but honestly we kind of had to talk about it, so I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfinished business, Big Lake Library relocation.
Yes. So let me just grab my notes. So the city of Big Lake, I guess you want me to be talking about this in the city? You want me to be talking about, to speak on this?
Yeah.
Okay. So the city of Big Lake reached out to us, to Great River, starting last September, and then we met again in December, that they are building a new municipal complex that includes police, city, and then also requested or providing space for a library. So Great River was not included in any of the preliminary discussions, and the first we heard about it was when basically they presented to us that there was 2,100 square feet set aside for a library for us to figure out whatever we wanted to put in there. This was back in September. And so we responded that that was much too small. We requested an updated measurement of how many square footage are in the current facility, and it is 4,300 square feet approximately in the current facility, not counting the community the shared community programming room. And so it would be less than half of the physical space that we have currently. Jamie Trinum, our Associate Director of Collection Development, Jeanette Burkhart, Patron Services Supervisor, and I met with Big Lake folks in like I said, in November, I think, or December, and talked about it and tried to share that basically we need that much, at least as much space as we currently have in order to provide services. And the response that we got from the city was that they wanted us to tell them what we needed, what we might be able to reduce in order to fit within that 2,100 square feet plan. Like posing questions such as, who really uses the library, or what do you really need it for? What's the biggest need? Those kinds of things. And so basically what we said, what I said in that meeting with them, is that for the library to move to any new, to relocate into a new space, the way that the policy is written is the Board of Trustees, the Great River Regional Board of Trustees, would have to approve that relocation. So they would have to request that. Those of you who were here a couple months ago, that's what Painesville did. Same kind of thing where the leadership team would make a recommendation to approve or not approve, as we recommended to approve with Painesville. And what I told them was that at 2,100 square feet, I could not, our leadership team had met and we had decided as a team we could not recommend approval of relocation. That would effectively cut the size of the library in half. So when we kind of explain that process and that we use a space needed analysis and those kinds of things to try to determine the amount of space, they still wanted to move forward with this notion. And so we said, well, if you want us to do a space needs analysis on this, again, the policy is that you need to, as a city, request it. So my understanding is that tomorrow at their city council meeting, they will be making a formal resolution to request that we do a space needs analysis for them for what we would put into a 2,100 square foot building. I don't really know. So this ties into a discussion we're going to be having later, 15.3 in the library development plan. And so I don't want to bridge that too much, but we'll be talking about that because that is effectively a document that we use to help identify how we might customize for locations. And so that is my update about Big Lake, but we'll talk more about the implications of that with the library development plan discussion in 15.3. Does anybody have any questions for me?
I do have one comment, though. When I talked to Kim Nodding today.
Oh, okay.
Kim was more of the thought process that this is to find out what kind of space we actually need.
Oh, okay.
Rather than necessarily cramming it to 2,100 feet.
Oh, that's good to hear.
The existing building is not 100% off the table.
Okay.
Because there have been, I'm not the, I swear, Commissioner Dan Lawski's doing more of this than I am because, I mean, she's extremely, she helped buy the building when she was mayor, right? So all things Big Lake, she's got a long history with that building and with the library. So some of the things that they're looking at are keeping that building and moving like a senior access room in there, or mm-hmm. moving the, because also their food shelf doesn't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've got a building they don't have a lot of money in, and it might be better for them in the long run, but they want the space study, and I'm sure they're going to really probably want you to say, okay, we'll fit in 2,100 feet. Well, you know, a water cooler and three books, we can't do that, so whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're going to move on from there. And then the kind of space that we actually need to operate a very, which we have right now, is a very minimal library
mm-hmm.
in there. So this is the kind of space we actually need to operate a minimal library.
Okay.
So, and then they will ultimately decide whether, you know, how they want to do that.
Okay.
I don't get the impression from anyone down there that they want to lose their library, mm-hmm. but they do get a little excited about fiscal controls. You know, I mean, and everybody wants to save money. I mean, we're all trying to save the taxpayers' dollar. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to be realistic. So mm-hmm. I think it's not as bad as it looked at first. But I wouldn't, you know, definitely there's going to be more hoops to jump through. Okay. That's my feeling on it. But I could be wrong. I was wrong before, so.
That makes me feel better.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Greg.
Yep.
Let's see. We've got a few minutes.
Do you want to
do 15.1 mm-hmm. and then go back to it?
Yeah, to labor.
Like jump over 14.2.
I see Monty's here. Do we have, is that enough time to discuss 15.4?
Yeah. Oh, okay. 8 minutes. We can try.
Okay, we're going to jump ahead to Benton County Administrator is here. To 15.4, the signatory contribution and update. It's on page 69 from Benton County. The executive committee knows about this, but maybe you want to go through it, Randy.
What do you? So, as folks know, in July, the Great River Regional Library Board approved the 2026 budget, and then in December, I believe it was. Yeah, because it was in December, the date of the executive committee meeting, the Benton County Board, instead of approving what had been in the 2026 budget, approved the amount that Benton County had provided in 2024, so went back 2 years. The difference in that amount is $6,624, which is not a large amount in and of itself. However, if all counties did that and went back to the 2024 amount, it would be almost $127,000 in reduction from the 2026 budget. At the time, the executive committee then gave me direction based on that to come back to this meeting with information about what a response could be to that decision to reduce funding. And the request was made to look at what could be done that would impact Benton County, but not negatively impact those counties that had met the 2026 budget as approved that obligation and paid the full amount. And so that is what I and the leadership team did, is we looked at what our options might be. We are very limited because we have, of the way that we're set up, because of the way that we share resources and that we have an equity of service model and a floating collection and all that, we are very limited in our ability to impact one county only without also negatively impacting all others. And really the only thing at our disposal is open hours for the Foley Library. Anything else would also have a negative impact on other counties as well. So I did talk with Mr. Headley, the Benton County Administrator. I also talked with Sarah Brunn, the Foley City Administrator, and the Foley Library Committee, Library Board, excuse me, and let them know that this would be an object of discussion for the meeting today. Anything else you want me to add?
I think, I mean, libraries are under the kind of under the gun for financing. Mm-hmm. We've heard from other counties around the state that, you know, I think the Crow Wing Libraries was one that, or Beltrami, excuse me, that cut their funding, you know, substantially. For this part, I guess it's for me, it's not a large dollar amount. And it's coming in at the 11th hour, which was kind of, you know, we can't expect, Benton County can't expect Stearns and Wright County. If everybody went back, the percentage that Benton County bid was 100 and some thousand bucks. Yeah. Well, that's more than the library can withstand. So, you know, going forward, we're going to have to look at how, you know, the funding comes about and what we can do for the funding or what we're going to have to do for the funding. So that part, one of the other misconceptions was that the commissioner that looked at this is really thinks that all the stuff in the Foley Library belongs to Foley, and that's not the case. You know, they own the building, the materials. Nicole sent me the agreement with the city of Foley. Your counties basically have control of the funding, but anything else other than the operations is controlled. All the equipment, not the equipment, but all the materials and the computers and that belongs to the Great River Library. So if Foley didn't want to be part of it, they would have no materials. Or a few years ago, Karen probably remembers when Foley thought maybe they should move to the Great River. Well, East Central, excuse me. East Central is not going to take you because they're not going to buy materials to put into the Foley Library. It's just not, you know, it's not going to happen. So that was kind of how that one got put down. So I don't know where we want and where the Red River Board wants to go with this, but, you know, it looked like from what Brandy said that the option is I don't believe they should penalize the library in Stearns County, say Sauk Center, because Benton County doesn't want to make the contribution. So I think it needs to be talked about, but maybe at the 11th hour it was kind of late to come to the decision. Carol had her card.
What kind of reduction in hours are we talking about?
Because the Foley Library does not have a lot of staffing, there's a lot of single staffing, so it would be significant. It would be probably around 5 hours a week.
Out of how many open hours?
I believe they have 32 or 35. Do you remember? Can you look it up for me, Karen?
Carol, you had a comment?
Yeah. Well, a couple things. One is, let's face it, everybody's budgets. It's hard. And I think we're all proud of the work we do together and the way our agreements are set up. So I have to admit, it was a little jarring. And Monty, you won't be surprised when I say this, that, you know, okay, we can't really reopen things. So I recognize there was this one piece. But just for those who might not be aware, Beltrami is in a very different library system.
Right.
And they are also in a very different financial situation. They are one of the poorest counties in the state. They have largely federal lands. They don't really have much of a tax base. They've even had to get supplemental help from the state just to do some of what we're all required to do. So it gets hard because once one of us hears something, then we get this idea that, oh, hey, let's go do this. So, but their library system is set up differently. One of the questions, and I had talked to Ed about this before and a little bit with Brandy, is I wasn't entirely sure that the commissioner had the information of what we had been having to do with one-time funds. So it's not like we weren't using any one-time funds, and this is what would have been from 2 years ago. So if we had to have done this the normal way, that would have been a much bigger one. And then to Lynn, your question on the staffing, part of what I was wondering about is realistically, what does it mean in terms of who is staff there, not just in terms of their hours, like will they get enough hours? Does this mean they need? Like from your own standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, how does this impact? And hopefully fending this off for the future, because that would be hard.
Go ahead. 36? Okay.
Yeah, what was the reason for Benton County not wanting to give the full...
Well, there was a fair amount of discussion. One is that they feel a lot of it they don't, you know, I think I was the same way when I came to the library, you know, that Benton County has one library, but they forget to read the sign out front that says Sauk Rapids will never have a library. And Benton County's people, they go to Royalton, they go to Becker, they go to Foley, and a large portion of them come here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the commissioner that proposed this has got the city of St. Cloud in her district, so I don't think that's going to work in her favor very much down the road, because them are the people that it's going to affect the most, because, you know, it ain't going to affect them if they come here if we just decrease. We're going to penalize the Foley Library, which is going to be the immediate around Foley, which is kind of sad because it's not, you know, they don't have the option probably to go. I was in today to pick up my board packet, and I was really surprised that they're closed from 12 to noon, and there was five people waiting to get in the library at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. which, I mean, you know, my thought was, couldn't they open up a little earlier so I could get my packet? But there was five people waiting to get into the library.
Mm-hmm. So, if I may, some of the thing I've been hearing is people talking about, well, we need to start reducing these by the maximum amount that we can reduce. There are people that don't believe in libraries. I mean, I 100%, when I first came here, I intended to cut your budget. You know, I really did. I won't lie. It's not, then you find out, I mean, once again, that's more of a sitting on the outside, not paying attention
right.
thing, right? So what you have is you get commissioners that don't actually understand how the library functions, which, of mm-hmm. course, I didn't know anything, right? Mm-hmm. I got thrown here because Lisa left. So, you know, or got, didn't get reelected. So, they talk about, everybody's looking for ways to cut, right? And they're trying to figure out, I mean, are our libraries viable? And the thing, of course, that I found is that libraries are super viable and the kids want books. Mm-hmm. So that's the number one thing for me. So this is just politics. This is just mm-hmm. politics. We got a political science professor now down here who can help us with probably give us some studies that would back it up if we need. This is just basic politics, and unfortunately, I mean, if we do reduce hours at the Foley Library, I mean, there's going to be complaints, right? Mm-hmm. And so then there will actually be, the public doesn't know this is happening or hasn't paid any attention to it, but if we end up cutting those hours, the public's going to become aware. Mm-hmm. And then that's probably going to change some attitudes for, if not that necessarily the particular board member might still be like, oh, I don't believe in libraries, but then the majority of the board will find more support. I mean, you don't have to get the whole board. I mean, I live on a board where we have a lot of 3-2 and a lot of 4-1 votes, and we function that way, and that's fine, mm-hmm. right? We have different opinions, but that doesn't mean, you know, that we don't keep moving ahead with what we want to get done. So I don't know if that's helpful or not, or if I've just been up too long.
No, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, Karen can vouch for when I come to the library, mm-hmm. you know, I heard a lot about, you know, that's a big uptake for the county. I think we were at 570,000, and we did a lot of things to reduce that. I mm-hmm. bet we probably reduced the number of years I was on this board. We reduced more years than we had an increase. Mm-hmm. And so this year we had an increase. I mean, doesn't account for the $13,000 decrease we had a year ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so sometimes it's not looked at you know, the Great River Regional Library is a pretty well-run oiled machine, and it's got the Joint Powers Agreement that goes way back to the, mm-hmm. 1980s? What? 69. So you're not going to change that overnight by one commissioner making a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not going to change the Joint Powers Agreement because it would take, you know, the whole county, all five or all six counties, to do that, and that's probably not going to happen. I mean, we got to be realistic on that. Mm-hmm. One of our commissioners compared it to our new airport authority that we got into, and yeah, it's probably runs down the same road that it, in order to change that, we have to have all four entities got to agree, mm-hmm. and we're not going to get all six entities to agree on the changing of how we do it. So, the county attorney looked at it, and I guess that's the $6,600 is what we can legally go back to. So I think it'll be back to the Benton County Board to decide what they want to do is what I would say. But, you know, they got to realize that as I sit on this board, I'm not going to say, well, just suck it up over the entire six counties, because I don't believe that that's fair to Wright County, who's our largest contributor, and Stearns County, who are in the $2 million worth. Mm-hmm. Yes, Monty. Oh, absolutely, I think. Yep. Oh, I'm sure we can do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm requesting direction. So
yeah. You guys haven't cut your first quarter check yet, have you? The first quarter check? Okay. I mean, you're technically not late until March 31st, right?
Technically. Just,
Aaron, we should be using that money for interest, Monty.
Yeah, I welcome just, I need direction, I guess, from the board. Yeah. What do you?
I mean, they're going to take direction from this board on what to do, Monty. So, yeah. I mean, we can have that discussion at our.
Well, as soon as we did talk about it would be, what, February 3rd?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First Tuesday in February. Yeah, if you want to take another shot at giving it some thought over there, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Brandy's offered to come and talk to that. And I think, some explaining needs to be done that Foley does not own the materials that are in the library. It will be a bare library if they want it out.
Mm-hmm. Add one more thing. I think, you know, a lot of discussion that we had was about.
Could you use the microphone then, please?
Yeah.
A lot of discussion was about, you know, we just have one library.
Yeah.
And we're contributing over 500,000. So my suggestion to Brandy was continue to talk about the number of county residents that are using this library.
Yes.
I think I would continue on that message and increase the awareness of that fact.
Yeah.
I think that might help along. Yeah. Thanks.
You know, and you get back to the same thing that I said, that, you know, I thought one library, why are we contributing that? But tell them to come and read the sign out in front.
Yeah.
Yes, Terrell.
And I was thinking with that, you know, it's not just, Sauk Rapids. It was all the other area communities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then thinking about what also kept in that agreement kept in place, which is some of our most rural facilities and who otherwise could be very much at risk. And there's very rich opportunities in each of those places. And we've heard directly from communities about how strongly invested they are. So when I'm looking at the list, I would say absolutely St. Cloud, but even some of the other ones that are nearby, reminding them, you've got people get to go back and forth, and these are ours together. And it really isn't about, dare I say, big bad St. Cloud. It really, as a former Benton County resident who lived in the St. Cloud part of it, this was a really big part for us. So maybe that's that education piece. I'm sure it's come up, but just having to hit people that this is, you know, this isn't about St. Cloud. This is about that Bronx area.
Right.
Yeah. My comment to Karen when I came on the board is that I grew up in the northern part of Benton County, did a lot in Morrison County, and I'm wondering why in the crap Swanville has a library. I said, have you been through Swanville lately? 280 some people or whatever? She explained that it's grandfathered in.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, I think if everybody's in agreement, we'll talk about it at the Benton County Board February, and we'll get back to them.
What time is that meeting?
9 o'clock.
Okay. I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Monty. Now we'll go into closed session. We're going to...
But don't talk about it too far, so... we're going to
thank you, Monty.
Need to take care of the.
Okay.
So you'll need to state on record that we are going to be closing the meeting for labor negotiation strategy pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13.03.
Okay.
Does it need to be stated three times, Patty, or just once? Does he need to state that three times or just once?
Okay.
I got to admit, I have this job.
Yep.
This is my full-time job.
So, state on...
So just that we are going to be closing the meeting.
We're going to be having a closed meeting in order to discuss labor negotiation strategy pursuant to Minnesota Statutes 113D.03. So I'll need a motion and a second to go into closed session.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then we need to announce the time and place of the closure. 7:12.
7:12 at the Great River Regional Library. Yeah, all in favor of going back to open meeting?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. Thanks, Greg.
Yep. Thanks, Greg. Okay, now we're ready to go.
Now where are we? We did the Big Lake.
We did Big Lake. We still need...
new business.
Yep.
New business.
15.1.2 and 3.
Okay.
We still need to take care of.
Proposed budget timeline. Looks like you just get done with one budget and you got the next one. And done with one. We can't come to it.
So that is on page 53 of your packet. And this is the budget timeline that Benton County uses, that we have adopted and used for many years. This is exactly the same as in years past, just with a few less colors on the graph. But,
are we saving money that way?
But it makes my eyes happier.
Oh, okay. There's savings there.
Yeah, so it is the same timeline as we've seen in the past. We just want to know if this timeline still works for you.
Yep, it does. I think we have to make it work.
Yep. So we need to.
And we probably sooner than later, because as we heard, some of the counties, and maybe Benton County's the outlier here on what they think the budget should be. So.
So we do. We are requesting approval.
Yep.
A motion to approve.
Motion to approve the timeline.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Second it to approve the budget process timeline. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
All right. The next thing is we have the audit engagement letter from Schlenner Winter. By state statute, we are required to have an audit every year. As you know, we are working with Creative Planning to help Addie and me make sure it's going to be an easy, good audit. And so they're helping us with the prep. But we do need a motion to approve having Schlenner Winter do the actual audit this year.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to have Schlenner Winter do the audit for this coming year. For the past, right?
Yeah, for 2025. Sorry.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
All right. And then
Library, 2026 Library Development Plan for discussion, and it needs an action.
So with this one, we are on a regular rotation to update our library development plan. As a reminder, that is a plan that does a couple things. Number one, it helps identify what might be enhanced services or alternative service models within our region that we can look at or offer to different communities. That, for example, is how we ended up with additional hours that were paid by the city in Elk River. It's how we ended up with the locker system in Sartell. So that's one of the things that the library development plan does. It supports the library development policy that says this is what needs to happen if there's going to be a relocation or a new build library. These are the things that that facility needs to have. And then another big piece that it does is it provides us as leadership an opportunity to identify what might be issues in existing facilities that need to be addressed. Again, going back to the city owns the facility. Great River is basically a tenant, but we have an obligation to say, does this facility meet the needs of the public library? And so we use the library development plan as a vehicle to provide that kind of information to the board and to the cities. In the past, within the library development plan, it has always been for the question of doing something different, it has always been what are the enhanced services that we might offer to cities. So what could we do that's above and beyond what we already do? We have never had a mechanism within the library development plan to say, if we were going to do less, what would that look like? And so one of the big questions that we have for the board as a leadership team is based on the discussion we were having earlier about Big Lake. If we do have a city that says we want to do less, does the board want us to look at what might be the mechanisms for doing that? And I will say, again, because of our service model, because of having an ethic of that equity of service, the floating collection, if anyone does less, there's the potential to add greater impact on others. So, for example, we already have two libraries in our system that are so significantly undersized. This is Cold Spring and Waite Park, that we've had to change how we do collection management in those libraries. So instead of having a floating collection where things come in on request, they stay there, we have to do something called deflection, where things come in and then they leave again. So we've had to essentially change that, because otherwise so much comes in that staff aren't able to keep up with it and it overwhelms the shelves. So we already know that that's what happens when we have a significantly undersized collection. If we were to have more libraries significantly undersized in that way, that could have a real impact on how that floating collection is able to work and whether that floating collection is able to work. So that's what I mean when I say having less when our overall model is treating everybody mm-hmm. on this equity of service creates real challenges. But we can look into it if that's what the board wants. We just need to know if the board wants us to do that. Our goal and our timeline is to provide a library development plan draft for the board to approve in October. We are also requesting, because this is different, if we could have two members of the board who would work in a committee with leadership team meeting like quarterly or so to kind of talk about the whole issue of library development and what does it mean, what are the alternative services and things like that. I think I summed that up.
Okay.
But, so, yeah, any questions?
So your request is to have two members? Or
two requests. Number two. One is to get two members of the board who could serve on a committee with right. us and be part of that discussion for this year through October. And the second is to get some sense from the board of what your direction might be for me and the leadership team about, do you want us to spend time looking at how to do less or smaller libraries?
I'd like to volunteer to serve. Wonderful.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
I don't want to do smaller libraries, mm-hmm. But I'm thinking that might not be a waste of time.
Okay.
In case this is forced on us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That we start thinking about some alternatives. You know, okay. I don't know who's going to, I mean, we're not, I mean, I'm not going to do it. But mm-hmm. I don't know that, you know, people won't be trying to cut.
Right.
That's a big thing. Everybody wants to cut everything, but then it's like, well, I'd like to cut a lot of stuff too. I'd like to spend less taxpayer dollars, but what service do I not provide? Just tell me what you don't want, you know, mm-hmm. whose kids you don't want me to feed or whose kids you want to be dumber than a box of rocks. Let me know, and we can do that for you. But in the meantime, we have to try to figure out how to, you know, how to maintain these programs that are well managed and we're not wasting money here, but we might need to. It might be at least a cursory look into how do we do some of these smaller things if they're thrust upon us.
Okay.
If that makes any sense at all.
Sure.
Terrell?
I appreciate that, but I'm not sure that Well, because we're really talking about the space as opposed to the service and the collection.
It's all...
I'm not really... Yeah, I mean, we keep hearing from people in surveys that they're wanting more spaces. So yeah. Shrinking, actually, it's not even about staffness. I mean, it is the collection. You know, we heard strongly from kids wanting books and others, but spaces and places to gather and study and everything else. And so given the challenges that we know exist with a couple of our places and how hard it is, mm-hmm. there's no spaces in there even, right? Like, so I'm a little reluctant on that. I get where you're going. Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to say, yeah, but I'm a little worried about it. Because of the spaces. And people were saying, we don't care about spaces. We don't want to come.
Right. Yeah.
As a person that is very passionate about literacy, I would love to be on that committee. I'd like to think outside the box a little bit, and maybe there are some out-of-the-box type of ideas that two newbies might have. I'm not sure.
Boy, I really appreciate that we get involvement here. Okay. So you got your...
Any other thoughts on direction for us?
Does by creating that type of thing, does that almost then increase the potential problem? If word is out that, well, we're looking for ways to handle these reductions, and people will say, well, then we can go ahead and reduce.
Yeah.
Just throw that out there.
Well, we could throw in there and say maybe we have to worry about we might get too large and we might go the other way too. Maybe we could incorporate it just as a fundamental kind of changes and not say it's just for a decrease, but maybe look at it to say,
Or look at it in terms of, phrase it in terms of looking at additional.
Right.
Additional small library programs. And then if we've got something worked out for that, you had, if I recall, you did that. You figured out how to make a work out of a bus or a van or something.
We got Hoagland's transportation to give us an ambulance or donated it to us. And my husband and I cleaned it out and we got donations and we created a mobile bus that goes into low economic areas in Monticello.
Cool.
And we give books out. If they want to keep it, they can keep it. But that's kind of what I'm saying is you have to think outside the box a little bit sometimes to reach people.
Maybe phrase it as that, but then a little, if we could spend, I don't want to waste a lot of your time.
Sure,
trying to figure out how to make smaller, a good library system smaller for whatever. This makes sense. But, maybe look at some of this stuff in terms of that, and then that does give us if we can't fight off some of the other stuff that's coming.
Would it make sense for all of us? I don't know how much everybody actually really looked at our current policy, but we have a pretty in-depth current policy. So maybe even if we're not serving on it, take a look at it and give some feedback.
Right. In previous iterations of the library development plan, we have had things that we say, we looked at this, but we do not recommend it because of this, that, or the other reason.
Yep.
Do you want us to do something like that around... in order to try to articulate what the impacts might be for smaller systems? Is that kind of where you're going?
Does that make more sense, Terrell?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make more sense to you? Yeah.
Okay. I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, and I know how small 2,100 square feet is.
Right?
It's not really a library.
What's this?
Mm-hmm. It's like...
It's barely
bigger than my
house. Yeah, we toured the Big Lake one, and it's not that big already to start with. I can't imagine halving that.
Decreasing it in half, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, just thinking again, go in the library at Waite Park or at Cold Spring and just, they're hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They're very hard to
And maybe some
with.
Of them should go look and realize
how much 2,100 square feet is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you all. I know you're all tired, and so I appreciate the additional thinking this late in the game.
We do need approval for that.
Yeah.
So anybody want to make a motion to cover all them topics?
And
did we get two people for the committee?
Yeah.
Aaron move as per our discussion and Cindy and
our. Can I ask for clarification on that last one on the library development plan? Are we voting that yes, we want to have a committee, or are we? What are we asking for with that exactly, and what are we voting on?
Consultation with my former boss. Do we need, it looks like it needs approval.
Yeah, it does.
That we are requesting action in the form of having two committee members and
to
having
add, right?
Direction.
You're adding two board members. You already have a group.
Right,
you?
Right.
To our leadership committee. And so I don't know if that needs a motion or not. Karen, do you?
Chair actually has the power to appoint, so you wouldn't necessarily have to vote. But if you want to, there's no harm in voting, you know.
So, it's up to you, Ed. So that would be the action.
Depends on who wants to get their name in the minutes.
Don't need to.
I think I'll just appoint the two people that volunteered to be part of that.
That works.
Thank you so much.
And thank you again for volunteering to do that.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right, outstanding.
Anything on our others?
I don't believe so. Patty, can you double check? Is there anything we missed?
Because I mean, the first couple of years I was on the board, I just listened to the thing.
It's just if there's a board open forum and then the dates of the next meeting.
Okay. Is there anybody got anything for board open forum? Next meeting, February 17th, Board of Trustees work session, and the Finance Committee will meet at the same time.
We will definitely need the Finance Committee in order to get approval of the budget guidelines.
Yep.
Depending on how things go in other areas, we may or may not have additional things that we would need the full board for. But we will keep you posted.
Will Personnel Committee, is there any?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll keep you posted.
Okay. With that, we're adjourned at